in the limelight. Several analysts of the temporary shock to India's economic activity estimate its magnitude at 10% or more of annual gross domestic product for 2020-2021. In that case, even a 5% stimulus would be inadequate, and the bulk of analyses indicate that even allowing for indirect effects, the total package the government has come up with is less than that. On the bright side, the monetary policy response has been more appropriate, but monetary policy measures are not as direct as putting money into people's pockets. And the distributional impacts are also less favourable than when money is transferred to the poor. Stay with us for an interesting article concerning this issue, written by Nirbhikar Singh, Professor of Economics at University of California at Santa Cruz in the United States. The piece is titled, Is India Ready for Economic Growth? The article was taken from the financialexpress.com website. Stay with us for more of Nirbhikar Singh's article. The issue is not one of the quality and impact of economic reforms. It is of what the government is actually planning and accomplishing in its efforts to engineer an economic recovery from the lockdown. Economic growth is about increasing the value of measurable economic activities and is a convenient, if overemphasized, proxy for increases in welfare. One can measure aggregate economic activity by capturing its components, valuing them and adding them up, either from the perspective of expenditure or income. India's coronavirus pandemic lockdown brought a forced halt to a large fraction of economic activity, so national income and expenditure would naturally take a big hit. The problem in such circumstances, aside from the fundamental issue of basic survival for many people affected by the loss of income, is that such reductions have ripple or multiplier effects, deepening and prolonging the initial loss. This phenomenon led to the Great Depression of the 1930s, and that traumatic time helped to change the way in which appropriate economic policy responses were conceived. In particular, government was recognized as being uniquely able to spend in bad times, including transferring money to its citizens, who would do the actual spending in that case, to cushion first-order income losses and their even more substantial ripple effects. The writer of the article, Nirbhikar Singh, says, every government has been responding in this manner to pandemic-caused halts to economic activity. In previous columns, I reported what I thought was a broad consensus view, that the Indian government's fiscal response had been inadequate, given the hit taken by the economy as a result of the lockdown. It has been a bit difficult to estimate the overall impact of government measures in terms of net fiscal stimulus, but a dozen or so different analysts reported numbers mostly ranging around 1% of GDP, gross domestic product, the standard measure of aggregate economic activity. Recently, however, Sujit Bala, who holds a very important position as India's executive director at the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, provided a headline number of a 5% fiscal package. He argued that this is one of the largest responses among all economies in the world and that India is now ready for economic growth. Singh, the writer of the article, Nirbhikar Singh, says, I hope he's correct, but given the importance of this issue for the Indian economy going forward, the basic issue of how much the government is supporting aggregate economic activity seems to be worth re-examining before one gets into issues of the quality of structural reforms and long-run economic growth prospects. Surjit Bala, India's representative at the International Monetary Fund, bases his estimate on the International Monetary Fund Policy Tracker, which reports its own estimates of various components of the government's economic package. He reports added expenditure of 3.5% for poor households, migrant workers and agriculture, plus another 0.5% transfer to state governments, together totaling 4% or so. The headline number is not derived explicitly, but is supported by some qualitative arguments, including methodological disagreements with all the analysts who preceded him. The methodological issues seem to be complex and include issues of where spending gets counted and whether certain kinds of guarantees indirectly support spending that would otherwise not have taken place. Who is more accurate, reviewing one analysis, as reported in The Wire on 17th of May, provides a detailed calculation of a direct fiscal stimulus of 1% of gross domestic product, GDP, much less than the IMF members, the sources of which are not provided. More recently, Pranab Sen, former chief statistician of India and chairman of the National Statistical Commission, has also offered calculations that amount to around a 1% fiscal stimulus package, possibly doubled by multiplier effects. Using a consistent approach, he estimates the corresponding response to the 2008-2009 financial crisis, which was much less severe, at 3% of gross domestic product GDP. Yet another detailed and thoughtful evaluation of the entire economic package by Rajeswari Sengupta and Harsh Vardhan, like Sen's analysis, available at www.ideasforindia.in, concludes that the incremental government spending in the overall package is less than 2% of India's gross domestic product, GDP. Several analysts of the temporary shock to economic activity in India estimate its magnitude at 10% or more of annual gross domestic product for 2020-2021. In that case, even a 5% stimulus would be inadequate, and the bulk of analysis indicate that even allowing for indirect effects, the total package the government has come up with is less than that. On the bright side, the monetary policy response has been more appropriate, but monetary policy measures are not as direct as putting money into people's pockets, and the distributional impacts are also less favourable than when money is transferred to the poor. The writer of the article, Nirvikar Singh, concludes by saying, "I have not been able to find an official government analysis or a rebuttal of academic and private sector analyses of the economic package, beyond the government's own discourse and framing. The issue is not one of politics or of the quality and impact of economic reforms. It is a basic question of what the government is actually planning and accomplishing in its efforts to engineer an economic recovery from the lockdown. India will resume economic growth, but the questions are how much and how soon, and what will be the ultimate economic cost in terms of lost income and welfare. The answers depend on what the government does, and, at least to me, it is not clear that it is doing the best that it can."